Yo. So here's the huge mystery. How do concerned marketers like us, who didn't skip the meetings, conferences, or the 90-day game plan, who wants to win in home-based business, how do we learn and apply leadership principles and systems to stay relevant as the industry begins to evolve and deliver a first-class consumer experience to you and your customers? This is the Pearson Question, and this podcast will give you the solution. My name is Joycelyn Primus, and welcome to the Network Marketing System Podcast.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to episode 11 of the Network Marketing System Podcast. My name is Joycelyn Primus, and this morning we will peel back another topic in the journey. I did not get to publish yesterday. I do apologize. We're over here in Las Vegas on CST time, so we want to definitely double up on what's necessary today. And as of the last episode, you know that we are in full celebration. So with that, I want to go ahead and stick to my commitment with you guys and peel back another episode in the journey. And today the episode title is called Etiquette. Guys, what do you do when you do not have etiquette? What happens when you do not have etiquette? Now, for some people, you're like, my gosh, that's a big word. And I know it is, but it's very important that in this podcast and as network marketers or just as people in general, because like I said, this podcast is going to have some leadership principles that you can carry across anything that you're doing. If you're working in a job, if you are a parent, if you are a child, if you are a cousin, a mother, a brother, an uncle, it carries across. It's universal. And today's topic is etiquette. Do you have it? Etiquette is important, right? It's how you do things. It's the manner in which things are being carried out. So let's give you an example. If we're saying, hey, you got to have table etiquette. And so you go to some countries and go to some restaurants, and you may have to use a certain fork at a certain time, or a certain knife at a certain time, or it has to be placed on the right or the left. That's etiquette, right? Well, etiquette still holds true for network marketing, especially for those who go to conventions, right? You go to the conventions, you did not make the pin. You know who I'm talking about. You booked a late flight, so you came in late, right? And then when you come in late, everything is late, right? Everything. You purchase the ticket late. You purchase your flight late. You purchase your hotel room late. You was just late in making a decision. And then you come in without the concern for people who have taken the time to do everything before time. And so with that, you have to have etiquette. You can't come in, or you should not come in. And what do? We stick in line and think because no one is saying anything that is proper. You got to have proper etiquette. Right? You come in late, you get to the back of the line. Okay? You were sitting in one chair. Somebody went up and got snacks or had to use the restroom. They come back and you're sitting in their chair. That's not good etiquette. Right? Or your friends who are in the business, your relatives that are in the business, your associate partners that are in the business, they stayed up late last night, but they also woke very early to stand in that very, very, very long line. But you asked them to hold you a spot because you were late in the first place. You purchased your ticket late. You purchased your flight late. You made a decision late. And because they are loyal to you, instead of them doing the right thing and saying, nope, you got to be accountable. You got to be responsible. You got to get up on your own in the morning. And if you don't, you got to get to the back of the line. Saving seats is not good etiquette. Saving spaces in line is not good etiquette. right? Because what you're doing, you're saying, hey, I don't really care whether or not somebody takes from my business. That's what you're saying. It has, you might say, man, that's a totally different subject. No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You can't do one thing and expect another thing. Now, I think Edison said insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But you should not do that. And neither should you want to do that. We're talking about being successful. Successful principles here. And etiquette is something that you must have. And if you don't have it, guess what? You can develop it. You can start right now, today, just by listening to this podcast. So ask yourself, do I want my business, do I want my team to have these same values, these same principles of bad etiquette? Yes, sticking in line is a bad etiquette, people. How often are you standing in line and not one, not two, not three, but four people come up and just stick in line? And you've been waiting 3 hours. And they just arrived. Listen, let's get back to the good values of this industry and create good etiquette so it can be duplicatable throughout our organizations. That way, people can trust what it is that we do and who it is that we are. Okay? Good stuff. All right. Thanks again for tuning in this morning, guys, for episode 11. And we'll be back a little bit later on today on CST Standard Time over here in Las Vegas as we celebrate the Network Marketing System podcast. I am Joycelyn Primus. And once again, you know, here's to your success.